This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, here we are in September, all right, and we have been kind of dealing with this since January. Maybe most of the public hasn't been really heard, you know, been involved since maybe February, March. But in the media, since January 1st, because there was just a little bit of a trickle at the end of December, we have been wondering why the hell we have this virus that supposedly came from bats, that all of a sudden infected and was killing thousands of Chinese, then comes to America in the midst of flu season and everything else. We have all these deaths now going on in America. It's just been chaotic, absolutely chaotic. And the timeline of it has never really been delineated or described to any detail worth discussing. And it's been still this big question of, well, in December, there were thousands of people who were affected by, you know, this virus, and we'll call it COVID-19 because we found it in 2019 and we identified it as SARS-CoV-2, and it came from bats, and maybe it was related to somebody eating bats at a fish market, and then it got spread to everybody, and then pieces of information came out saying, yeah, it's from a bat. Here it is. It's from a bat. No, it's not man-made. No, it's not manipulated. So while we're sitting there going, okay, fine, it's like a tennis match, you know, you're like, okay, whatever. Then we have a virologist now who was from Hong Kong, but I believe worked in China. She states that no, this was manufactured and it was released. She studied it. She prepared it to naturally occurring viruses. And she continues to double down, saying this was manufactured. Now, to non-medical people, right, a piece of news like that is very, very scary. It's very sensationalized. And you start to wonder if a lot of the things we see in movies are true. You know, so if they could manufacture a virus, then, you know, they could, you know, taint our water, they could, you know, nuke us, they could do all sorts of stuff. But as a doctor, and that's where everybody's kind of going to, they're going to the medical experts to kind of, you know, dissect this out and to kind of filter through anything that could be BS. And the one thing I have said consistently throughout this whole thing is the speed at which all of this happened didn't make a lot of sense to me. Even if they found the virus in bats and they found that the virus existed and persisted in bats and was there, I don't buy that it jumped to humans and it jumped to respiratory droplet transmission so quickly. So if I had to guess, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I had to guess, this virus has been around for a long, long time. I would also have to guess that this virus was in America way before we were told about it. You know, I mean, I was doing telemedicine, I still do, and we had a lot of flu cases, and we can't really go back and figure out what those cases were, because on telemedicine, when I tell people, look, it sounds like the flu, can you go and get a flu swab? Many people that use telemedicine don't want to go to the doctor. They, you know, that's why they're paying, you know, a fee. It's cheaper to go through telemedicine. So my fear throughout the fall is, all right, I'm diagnosing you with the flu, but I can't really say it's flu because I like the tests. Okay, I was trained, you do the tests. That's kind of why we have Obamacare, because it was doctors like me that was like, well, you get the test and you confirm it. You don't just guess and you don't just start treating, you know, and causing antibiotic resistance or antiviral resistance. You know, get a definitive diagnosis. You got rapid strep test, do a rapid strep. You got pregnancy test, do a pregnancy test. You got flu test, do a flu test. So unfortunately, when you have all these different pieces, we had telemedicine that allowed an avenue of people to get tested, or not tested, allowed for people to get treated, and everything was put down as flu, and was it really the flu? And so once this stuff, you know, started to come out in public about January and February and, you know, oh, yeah, well, this might be COVID. I'm like, this sounds like exactly like the same thing one of my patients had in November or October. And, in fact, a recent study has found that they did find traces of this virus in, I believe, Southern California back in the fall. So either the timeline is off because the virus has been around for a very long time, and only once it got to the point where we also had flu season and we had tons of deaths and we had a different sort of picture of people who were dying of a pneumonia, the COVID picture of the lungs, the histology was different than what we would see something like flu or other sorts of pneumonia would do. That's when it was public. So that's one theory. One theory is it's been around, and then it just kind of took flu season for there to be a lot of deaths for somebody to go, okay, wait a second, what's this COVID? The other theory is that somebody tinkered with it. There was a virus. It was found. It looked like it was a very interesting family. Doctors and scientists study viruses. Maybe somebody tinkered with it. Maybe there was a lab accident. We were told that the lab wasn't kept in the most pristine, you know, way that it should have. And so maybe there was an accident. And because it had been tinkered with and it might have been more of a respiratory form, you know, that's why all of a sudden thousands got sick in December. I don't know if I really believe that. And then the third theory is this was designed, this was manufactured. The Chinese government is like, we are going to screw the world, or what other people think, we want to mess with Trump getting reelected, and we are going to release it out and kill a bunch of people. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know. But I really kind of fall in the middle, where I really don't buy that, yeah, this was in a bat, somebody ate a bat, and then all of a sudden they sneezed and everybody got sick. I just don't think I buy that. So this Dr. Li Ming Yin from Hong Kong School of Public Health has posted a paper where apparently she studied the virus. She's, I believe, hiding out in America because obviously people are going to, you know, unfortunately come after her. From what we understand, much of her work was erased from databases, she says, so it's hard to kind of trace back where she worked and how she knows this. But I gotta tell you, she's got a lot of guts to come out if this really is the case. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got a lot going on today. Let's see what's going on with Sally. Now, Sally, Hurricane Sally, was supposed to be a Category 1 hurricane. We did not want it to strengthen to a Hurricane 2, but unfortunately it did. And Hurricane Sally right now is hitting Alabama. More than 500,000 customers are without power. There are currently 504,808 customers without power in Florida and Alabama, according to Power Outage US. Alabama is experiencing the most significant outages from Hurricane Sally, with at least 278,000 outages. And then there's 225 outages in Florida. Now, I don't know about you guys, but where I live, it is hot. And it is very hot. And we need our air conditioning, and we need our computers, and we have kids on social distancing, schooling, and so it's not a very easy time for us to be without power. Hurricane Sally made landfall in Gulf Shores, Alabama, early Wednesday morning. So unfortunately, 500,000 customers lost power. Some of the reported gust winds going on. Wow, 121 miles per hour in Fort Morgan, 116 miles per hour in Gulf Shores, 98 miles per hour in Dauphin Island, 92 miles per hour in Pensacola, 74 miles per hour in Mobile, Alabama. So we're talking actually category 2 to 3, maybe even 4 winds, even though it hit the U.S. as a category 2. So they're expecting the winds will continue to cause damage across the Gulf Coast as the system continues to push inland. Sally has weakened some and now has sustained 80-mile-per-hour winds, but is still producing winds strong enough to knock down trees, power lines, and loose debris. There's also a piece of the bridge, I guess, that connects the Gulf Breeze to Pensacola, and that's missing. Apparently, Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says a section of the 3-mile bridge that connects Gulf Breeze, Florida, to Pensacola is missing due to Hurricane Sally. Morgan didn't know how extensive the damage to the bridge was, only indicating that an assessment was being done. And, of course, it's hard to tell with everything going on. So my guess is traffic is diverted, and the city of Gulf Breeze tweeted that the 3-mile bridge was closed, along with a photo of what appears to be a crane on top of it. So that's not good. Now, residents have been evacuated hours after Hurricane Sally made landfall. Escambia County, Florida Sheriff David Morgan says the devastation is pretty bad. There has been extensive flooding. And so from what we understand, thousands of residents will need to continue to be evacuated due to flooding and covered roadways. Roadways says it's going to be a long time, folks, for us to come out of this thing. And the sheriff is urging residents to stay indoors and call 911 if there's a life-threatening situation. We are seeing a huge storm surge in Pensacola. It's the third highest ever recorded, according to the preliminary automatic readings. Apparently, it reached 5.6 feet of storm surge. Now, historically, Hurricane Katrina held the third highest spot with 5.3 feet. So that means this was higher. Previous records were held by the 1926 Miami hurricane with 7.2 feet and Hurricane Ivan in 2004 with 9.54 feet. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Flooding rivers, a lot of rivers in the area, riverbeds, definitely not an easy time. And, if you want to help, you could definitely reach out to the Red Cross, reach out to Salvation Army, donating blood. We always need blood. Contact your local Vitalant.org or your local American Red Cross to donate blood. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I don't know if you guys saw this, the internet and social media is pretty entertaining. And apparently there's a video of Biden speaking something about a quartermaster. And I don't really exactly know what he was talking about. It's a clip where he was talking and, you know, he wasn't really making sense. Something about if you're a quartermaster and then if you're selling something or whatever. And I get these videos are out of context, but there's just so many of them being circulated. However, one I thought might have been a little fake. So, apparently, I was on Twitter, and Donald Trump had tweeted something saying, what's up with this? Now, it wasn't his video, but he had linked a video, I forget who had made it, where Joe Biden was apparently speaking to a group of Latino voters. And the vice president had been, or the vice president, Joe Biden, started to play a tune. Now, the tune originally was Despacito. Now, I don't know why a candidate would play Despacito. Maybe he's trying to look cool. Despacito. It's a good song. But, candidates don't necessarily have to play music to, again, whenever somebody tries to pander to a group, that it just almost is a little bit more embarrassing. It almost puts the group in a very odd position. Well, somebody decided to manipulate that media. And instead, there was a rap song playing Blank the Police. And so Donald Trump shared this video that's been circulating, and he goes, what is this all about? And you see Biden, and I could tell just because I do a lot of audio editing, I could tell it was just too crisp for it to be something that he was playing off his phone. But unfortunately, it was a video that's circulating of Joe Biden pulling out a song that starts screaming about F the police. Right now, I get some people out there a sense of humor. Just from what we're told, that was never the song. He was trying to play Despacito. But if I could just, make any recommendations to anybody in the political world, don't be adding audio like that, because it's so easily manipulated now. And that kind of is what fear that I fear. I fear being out there. If I ever ran for politics and somebody take a word and switch it and they go, yep, it looks like she said it, because my voice is kind of easy to duplicate. Anybody could duplicate my voice. You just have to kind of, sometimes I have a little twang, and you got to make sure you got that twang right. Sometimes some of my other accents come out. I don't even know where my original accent is from, but apparently people say I say eggs wrong and I say legs wrong and I say a lot of words wrong, and nobody can understand me over the phone when I ask if you have back pain. I go, yeah, back pain. Everybody says, huh. So apparently they don't understand when I say the word back. I don't get it. Especially since Baby Got Back is my jam. So I just so fear that somebody's going to take something and manipulate it. But, whether it's a, whether it was a doctored up song or whatever, from what we understand, Joe Biden actually danced to Despacito. So if you can't talk that clearly, and if you have issues that, I don't know if I have it here, I need to be very, very careful because I don't want the other video coming up. But if you can't, speak and, speak to the crowd, then I guess play a Latino song. I don't think that was, let me try to hide the audio. Hold on a second. Well, I want the audio, but I want to make sure that the audio is going to be clean. So I've never seen Joe Biden dance. I remember Bill Clinton and Al Gore dancing. Remember, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. So when they won, I remember them dancing. I just did not expect to see Joe Biden dance, but apparently he did, and people thought it was pretty, pretty cool. Here's my issue. Latinos or women or minorities or Caucasians or whatever don't like to be stereotyped by a song or by a, look, I eat, falafel. I mean, if somebody told me they eat falafel, is that supposed to make me want to call up Israel and say, hey guys, you got to back this guy up? It almost demeans what we're about. Just like with women. We're going to appeal to the women voters because we're going to pick a woman. It's insulting to us. Have you guys ever won something and then a judge tells you, yeah, we're glad you won. We wanted you to win because we wanted a woman to win. So, we did it. And you're like, well, you mean I didn't win this fair and square? What's going on? So people have asked me, how does the Latino, population, how do they look at Joe Biden? I think many of the populations out there are just as split. When somebody says, well, Latinos are Democrat or Latinos are Republican, again, that also minimizes, that also insults, okay? Somebody's political views doesn't necessarily have to do so much with where they were raised, whether it was Costa Rica or Puerto Rico or Mexico or whatever. So, but anyway, it was Despacito, okay? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
ready for what's next. It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the CDC says no one at the federal agency advised President Trump to play down the severity of the coronavirus threat. Dr. Robert Redfield also dismissed an anonymous sourced report that says the CDC has been politicized by the White House. Hurricane Sally is continuing its trek inland. According to the National Hurricane Center, maximum sustained winds are now at 80 miles an hour. Hurricane Sally is located about 15 miles west-northwest of Pensacola, Florida, and is moving to the north-northeast at 5 miles an hour. It came ashore this morning on the Alabama coast as a Category 2 storm. Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center on what we can expect from this storm as it continues inland.
You really look at these rain bands, and it's just efficient rainfall. You can get tornadoes in these rain bands and torrential rainfall.
This is USA Radio News. Delta is expected to avoid any involuntary furloughs for flight attendants and ground workers. The Georgia-based airline is continuing to aggressively cut costs as it deals with low passenger numbers amid the coronavirus pandemic. Delta is extending a pay cut, though, for employees through the rest of the year. An advocate is back on Capitol Hill. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing I just need to kind of stop and do a quick shout out is to all the college students out there. All right, I was a college student, and it's very interesting because, you know, I look back at pictures of me when I was in college, and I'm like, damn, I look good. You know, I'm super skinny. I seem to have a lot of energy. I work 3 part-time jobs while going to school. You know, my college days were very, very interesting because I hated living at home. And I kind of grew up in a house where, you know, well, if you want to, you know, when you're under our roof, it's our rules. All right. If you want to go support yourself, you leave. And I was like 5 years old and I wanted to support myself. And then I was 8 years old and I wanted to support myself. So the second I turned 18, I was able to leave and support myself. My parents are nice, but I was tired of being told our rules. I didn't like their rules. I thought the rules were very, very restrictive. I come to later find out the reason why the rules were so restrictive is because we had rapes in the family and things like that. They didn't want that happening to me. So unfortunately, much of my upbringing was extremely sheltered and extremely bubbled. But I'm not somebody who could be kind of sheltered and bubbled in. I'm a little bit of an extrovert and I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things I want to do, and I get stuff done. So I move out. But I was going to be the first person in my family to get to be able to hopefully graduate college. Luckily, I got a scholarship to UNLV. I was able to work. I didn't do so much work study. I just got a bunch of part-time jobs. I didn't have a car, so they all had to be walking distance. And then I got through my college in 4 years. Don't know how. Yeah. And I got into medical school. By the grace of God, by the grace of mentors and people supporting me and friends and good, you know, lab partners and all the research and stuff I had to do and great instructors, great friends, and got through. And I was very fortunate then to become a physician. And then, of course, once I was a medical student, I got pneumonia and mono and things like that. But anyway, got through that, became a doctor, fantastic, then had a tumor on my ovary and whatever. But I bring this up because people think, okay, well, college students is a group, a demographic that we really don't have to worry about. The college students are blessed. They're young, so they're healthy. They got some sort of money because they're going to college. They're not poor. Wrong. Okay, some of the poorest of the poor are going to college. Right? Thank God there's like an academic scholarship or work study or something or a loan. But people look at college students as, you know what, we're not really going to spend a lot of time on that. Which is kind of why for those politicians out there going, you know, free college for all, I don't know how successful they're going to be with that. Because for any of us Xers, Generation Xers or Millennials who have been paying on our, or even Baby Boomers who have been paying on our loans, you know, all of a sudden to find out if we were just born a few years earlier, we could have gotten free college. They're going to be like, nah, they could pay. You know, I'd rather our tax money go to something else. So college students get, unfortunately, the short end of the stick. And the people who are college students right now are millennials and the Generation Zs. The boomers call them the Zoomers. But my Generation Z peeps say Zoomer is offensive, so I can't call them Zoomers. They don't like it that the boomers call them Zoomers. And just let the boomers and the Zoomers have it. Just let them fight. If you're an Xer like me, millennial, we stay at it, okay? They can fight. But so I helped create something called College Student Health Awareness Day because college students have various health issues. Many of them have liver disease, kidney disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity. They're at risk for STDs. And I reached out to UNLV's American Medical Student Association, which are the pre-med students, and I said, hey, look, guys, you know, if you want to do something impactful, let's, you know, do this. So we created it, and then hopefully we're going to be taking it national in the next few years, which is a really exciting day. So I want to give a big shout-out to Matt Rubenstein, Vanessa Cadiz, who worked with me on last year's campaign, this year's campaign, Lauren Marcos, and Alexa Solomon. And basically, we're going to reach out to college students. We have, we have prizes and things like that, but, you know, we have, material, and I'm going to be there to teach and answer questions and be there as a guide, you know, to steer them. It starts today, and then we're going to have multiple other events, and it's just something to kind of help students kind of realize that, you know, they have to think about their health. When you're a college student, you're thinking about, you know, parties, you're thinking about, you know, what your next date's going to be, you're thinking about your next midterm or your next test, and if we could address health when you're young, then maybe we don't have a bunch of middle-aged people having high blood pressure, having diabetes, you know, having all these other issues. You know, they say youth is wasted on the young. We keep hearing that. I was even told that. Well, youth is wasted on the young. And I remember being young. And when I was young, I thought I was immortal. I saw when things happened. I'm like, well, that happens to you. Well, that happens to you. That's something that's not supposed to happen to me. You, for some reason, were destined to have it. I don't know. And it was because of my religious upbringing. And then I start to get a little more scientific. And I'm like, there's no rhyme or reason. There is just no rhyme or reason, you know? And then when you start seeing friends that get sick and die or commit suicide or whatever, you're like, okay, death is kind of real. And if a student is in a bubble and kind of kept in a bubble and not out there, their thinking is very naive. And you know, I kind of supported myself. I moved out when I was 18. I've had those discussions with my kids. I think my kids would do better moving out, you know, and supporting themselves like I did. But unfortunately, the newer generation is a little different. And I'm noticing, and I know the pro-marijuana lobby is going to be mad, and I voted to legalize marijuana, but I think the convergence of child independence and legalized marijuana made for a very inhospitable learning sort of environment. And we have a lot of lack of motivation, unfortunately, in the younger generation. So many people, if they smoke pot, they're not going to be, like, really maybe that interested in waking up at 6 a.m. to go to a 7 a.m. lab of a 5-credit course that may or may not get them a degree, which may or may not get them a job. So the Zers, and I've said, is pretty smart. They're the ones that are kind of more practical than us. Us Generation Xers or older was like, this, you just do it. Just follow the rules and good things are going to happen. So you get your butt up at 5:30 in the morning, you do your exercise, you get to class, you do your homework, you get the degree, you have the degree. Even if you don't think you like the degree, just get the degree, because if you change your mind, you have it. And I'm still of that thinking. And that's what I tell my kids. That's what I tell my kids' friends. I'm like, look, you know, we don't know what's going on with college, and we don't know what's going on with, you know, the economy later, or, you know, automation taking over. But don't waste your youth. If you're in your 20s, God, would I love to be in my 20s again. You know, hold on a second. You know, if I, my husband asked me this, you know, because I told him this, I go, man, you know, if I could be, you know, 21 again or 25 again, he's like, what would you do differently? You went to school, you went to medical school, you work, you, what would you do differently? I couldn't tell him. I would have had more sex. I would have. Because I wanted to be a virgin until I got married. And then I didn't realize that, you know, just like, you know, in medical school, you need to learn, you know, about medicine, you know. I really could have used more experience in the sex field. I really could have. So if I could have done it differently, you know, I probably would have had more sex. But I can't now. So like, well, I have the sex now. I can't. Look at me. I can't do all the stuff that they can do. Gosh, you know, and I hear about all these positions that people can get, and I'm like, man. So anyway, if I would have done it differently, I probably would have been more of a hoochie mama. But I wasn't. And, you know, and maybe I would have, and I hate to say this. I part of me wish I would have tried a drug. Because I don't understand when I have a patient that goes, yeah, I do coke and I do meth. And I'm like, why? What's the, you know, and it wasn't until I was in labor when I got, you know, my first major narcotic, Demerol. Then I realized, okay, whoa, now I see what we're dealing with. So I kind of wish I had it. I think I would be more experienced. And not because I wanted to have fun, but I just think I would have had that more experience. And I think I would be able to kind of be a better doctor, as, you know, and a better wife if, you know, had more sex, but I didn't. So, College Student Health Awareness Day. For those of you that are going to be around on Instagram, go to the AMSA, AMSA, UNLV Instagram page. We're going to be answering questions. We're going to be kind of dealing with college students sort of issues and trying to keep them healthy. This theme is coping with stress. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Life. All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is interesting. The CDC has noted that there's been a drop in sexually transmitted cases being reported. So I could just hear a bunch of governors throughout the U.S. going, woohoo, yay, yeah, you see, look at what we did. Look at how we fought the vaping crisis, and we fought the STD crisis, and one fell swoop, let's just lock everything down. You also have people saying, look, there's been less car accidents, less everything, less rapes, less, let's just do lockdown forever. Meanwhile, the other half of the country is going, okay. Okay, so what, we just sit here and wait for government checks and just sit here with a thumbs up our butt? So when I first heard the claim that STD cases might have dropped, I immediately read it as reporting of cases, which it looks like that's kind of what the CDC said too. I think the CDC is kind of the same suspicion that I am, where I don't think STDs went down, okay? There could be a hurricane. There could be fires. There could be a, I don't know, episode, or I don't know, a eighth season of Game of Thrones. Sex is going to happen. And I, through my patient base, now remember, I do telemedicine, and I do telemedicine in multiple states throughout the country, so I get patients from all over. It's not just Southwest or Northwest or Midwest. We also have New England and all that. And I'm getting a huge uptick in people calling in with STD-related symptoms. So in a woman, she'll call in saying, I have a UTI. I'm like, what, really? Yeah, I got a bladder infection. I need medication. I'm like, well, what are your symptoms? Oh, it burns when I pee. It's just like when I had a UTI. I'm like, well, have you had any recent sex? Yeah, well, that's why I have a UTI. Okay, any recent unprotected sex? Yeah, but that's probably why I didn't inflame something. I'm like, can you get yourself tested? It could be a UTI, but that could be an STD. No, I've been with my boyfriend and my partner, you know, for years. Well, yeah, but people cheat. I mean, I hate to say that. Well, gosh, you're pessimistic. You know, it's a UTI. Just give me an antibiotic. I'm like, well, what antibiotic? Well, the antibiotic that also covers an STD just in case. I'm not supposed to do that. So with telemedicine, again, that's kind of why we're in a little bit of this problem that we have with COVID. Nobody documented anything. Nobody tested anything or documented anything. So I'm like, look, I don't know if this is a UTI. It might not be a UTI. You need to go get tested. Then we have men that call in. And I can't tell you how, gosh, a huge uptick in men calling in going, I got a UTI. Well, they said, I got a UTI. And I'm like, oh, you have a UTI? Yep. And how did you get it? I don't know. And I go, what are your symptoms? Well, you know, burns when I pee. Now, dudes don't get UTIs that easy. All right? I'm like, do you have a catheter in you? You know, are you mean a compromise? No. Are you sexually active? Yeah. What are your symptoms? Well, it burns when I pee. Do you have any discharge coming out of the urethra? I don't know. I don't check. Well, you might have an STD. A lot of guys, remember, the plumbing's a little different. For women, it's a little easier with the whole toilet paper thing, and, you know, you're not supposed to squeeze the Charmin, and, you know, you're supposed to... Oh, by the way, we need to review what to do with toilet paper. I think a lot of you guys use toilet paper completely wrong. Gosh, man, I need to do that. Okay, remind me. I'll have Jason remind me to do a toilet paper segment. So, they're square for a reason, little squares. I ignore the squares. I just wrap it up, and I get a big wad of paper. Right? There's an art to toilet paper we need to talk about. But for a man, the rectal bacteria is a lot far away, right, from the urethra. So rectal bacteria is supposed to be climbing up. So it's odd for a dude to get a UTI. If it's so odd that we need to culture it and we need to send you to a urologist. You get sent to a urologist out the gate if you have a UTI because we need to know why we're having a Guinness Book of World Record event here. So, but most of the time it's an STD. So I'm picking up on a lot of STDs. Then I had a patient, she was pregnant, and she thought she had a UTI. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, tell me your symptoms, you know, and any recent unprotected sex, well, not with my husband. And apparently there was another partner, and there was, but they were all together, which is another thing. You guys got to, okay, I don't get that. I'm married. Apparently a lot of people have sex with other people, like in the same bed. And maybe that's the whole swingers thing. But I'm like, your husband knew about it? Yeah, he was there. He joined in. I didn't realize how common that was a thing. But, and maybe it's because, you know, I didn't take a good medical history. I mean, you know, I teach students how to take a good sexual history. I don't really bring up menage a trois or swingers or whatever. We just go, do you have any unprotected sex? But, wow, I didn't really get that. Lots of times people have tons of partners and they just kind of do things and that's just kind of what they do and how they be. So, honestly, if people were locked down, and they decide to just stay with their friends or just do their thing, there is no way less sex was going on. So, unfortunately, the lockdown had some other consequences, such as the STD clinics. If you went to the free STD clinic, when I trained in L.A., when I went to UCLA in my last year of medical school, we had to do our STD rotation at the STD clinic. And so it was a free clinic, and you would gram stain people's discharge, and you would, you know, examine them for STDs. You'd give them a shot of Rocephin and some doxycycline or whatever. We would do at the time. Now we use Zithromax. And so we would, there were these STD clinics, and there were, you know, but if those clinics closed down, or you don't have a lot of them now, where are people going? Same thing with condoms. You know, I don't know if you guys noticed, but for a few years there, you could go anywhere and grab condoms. You could be sitting at a bank, and there'd be condoms there. So I'm like, well, I better get this for my kids. Man, we had a whole thing of, I don't know where it is. I don't know where they're asking kids. Kids, where are the condoms? Well, I don't know. And it's like, no, I don't know where the condoms are. But I had a big, huge, you know how you guys collect coins in the family? I had a big, huge one of those with condoms. Oh, they were multicolored and they were really, really cute. I'm like, oh God, look how cute. But they're gone. I'm sorry. So, I'm not sure. There were a lot of them. Somebody's got to get talking to. But now, where are people getting their free condoms? So if there's less condoms out there, there's less ability to go to the free clinic, there's less regular medical clinics being open to treat for STDs, then many people are going to be going to telemedicine. Now people say, well, telemedicine doctors will catch it. The telemedicine doctors will, not all of them. See, some of the doctors are kind of naive. And I know this because I see people coming in saying, the antibiotic didn't work that they gave me for the UTI. And I go, it probably wasn't a UTI. Do you think you have an STD? Yeah, but I told him it was an a UTI. So they're giving a medication for a urinary tract infection that doesn't, you know, attack an STD, and we aren't even supposed to be treating STDs without, you know, it being documented. So I have to tell the patient, look, you know, don't call in saying you have a UTI unless you know. Go to the urgent care because at least they can test it and at least it could get reported. So, but people are smart. They don't want to go to the urgent care. That's the other thing, too. They don't want to go out and get COVID. They'll have sex with seven people in a bed, but they don't want to get COVID. So they're going to call up telemedicine and ask for some sort of treatment. You know, I told you guys, one of the reasons why we have an issue with Z-Packs and drug resistance to Z-Packs is in the 90s, when people realized that you could use Zithromax for gonorrhea or chlamydia, people were like, well, then why don't I just get a Z-Pack? But I'm not going to say I have gonorrhea or chlamydia because my wife is here. I'm going to just say I have bronchitis. And everybody got Z-Pack, Z-Pack, Z-Pack. People were always calling for the Z-Pack. Yet their lungs sounded clear. Well, finally, the medical people that be, medical experts that be, said, will you stop treating bronchitis with a Z-Pack? And people were like, no, I need my Z-Pack, I need my Z-Pack. And I'm like, look, are you having birdie when you pee? So the moral to this is there are people out there that COVID or no COVID, lockdown or lockdown, are doing what they normally want to do when it comes to sex. And I believe that we have a huge spike in sexual transmitted disease. Not a drop. It's just not getting reported. Just like flu wasn't getting reported. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Rebel. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.